So I ask how long she's been there, and this housekeeper looks at me, no hint of a smile, and says, 12 nannies, the last one only lasted 2 hours.
Wait, isn't that from
the Sound of Music?
Sound of Music, yeah.
Nice, but how do you know that? Bruce is one of those smilers with a twinkle in his eye. Not like in a Santa way, but in a hot way.
Oh, my sister used to watch it on repeat. I pretended I hated it, but honestly, there are some jams in there.
It's like he Googled how to win Jane over in 7 sentences or less. I should put that on for the kids, actually. Except they have a TV allotment 30 minutes per day during the week. Can you imagine?
Yeah, kind of. I don't own a TV.
Oh. Okay, so no one is perfect. We can vibe on a non-pop culture level.
But, you know, you like the job. Or the kids, anyhow, right?
Definitely the kids. They're away for the summer right now, and I actually miss them. Mm-hmm. I've been with this family since they were toddlers, and it's crazy to see them grow into little people with personalities and things.
Yeah, and the intense housekeeper, all that. I bet it just gives you tons of material, you know, as a writer.
I mean, yeah, aspiring writer. And I neglect to mention that the woman I nanny for, Sloane, is also a publisher. I don't want him to think I'm using the kids for a writing connection, because I'm not. It's just a fateful coincidence, one that has never mattered anyway. Sloane hasn't read a single one of my stories.
Well, you have a goal, and you know what you want, and that is more than most people can say.
Oh, come on, you must know what you want.
I don't know.
Bruce works part-time at a homeless shelter doing intake. I bet he greets people with his warm, twinkly smile, not by crouching in a bush, issuing judgmental comments like Leah. I wonder how fast Bruce would run if I told him I had a magical kidney. Oh God, Bruce is saying something. Wait, what is he saying?
Sometimes it's exhausting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I do. This is better than a warehouse full of strangers talking about their power-induced problems. This is what I want. This genuine, nice guy who seems to really like me and laughs at all my corny jokes. I cannot mess this up.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 3.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Sarah Sawyer's dream is to be a famous influencer. But in reality, she's far from it.
How's my post with Adam and Eva doing?
Oh, 2 comments. Both from your parents.
Until she made a wish.
And I'm finally a famous influencer! The only problem is, I'm not sure how I got here.
Because having millions of followers comes with millions of problems.
I'm getting canceled because I'm the face of a problematic designer and I can't get out of it.
Come here, I'm a hugger.
Sarah, Adam, so you are having an affair. Can you confirm?
The news is everywhere. This is fantastic.
Featuring Dumois.
Now, Sarah, this photo of you and your best friend, Eva Evolving's boyfriend and business partner, Adam, is everywhere. Can you tell me what is going on here?
Perez Hilton.
I don't know if I legally should be here.
Kristen Doty.
He's not worth it.
And Christy Carlson Romano.
Whatever you do, just stay away from psychics. And that includes the ones on TikTok.
Will Sarah survive the nonstop scandals that come with being in the social media spotlight? Listen now to Bad Influencer on your favorite streaming platform.
Another Pilsner and Narragansett.
Your hand.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Got it all cut up when I was hit by that car.
Our disastrous supposed to be first date comes screaming back to me.
Ugh, I still can't believe those assholes who hit you just got away with it.
Ah, well, could have been a lot worse.
People in this city are such atrocious drivers. I once saw a car speeding backwards down my street.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've been thinking about this. It was kind of a nice night in the end.
What?
Well, yes, okay. Some asshole hits me, but then these amazing humans come out of nowhere to bring me to the hospital, right? And everyone was incredibly nice. And then I met you, so that's a happy ending.
He fails to mention how I was naked on his couch with his roommate when he first met me.
Wow, that silver lining was hard to find, but you sure did it.
Yeah, well, it's a skill.
Modest, cute, endlessly optimistic. Aww. He's probably a serial killer or something. But then he'd be such a kind serial killer.
Leah pops into my head again, like some annoying soothsayer.
She looks like easy prey.
Why am I thinking so much about murder on a date? Focus, Jane.
I was discharged in under 2 hours. Super quick.
I'm so used to hospitals, but I still hate them. Any amount of time there is way too much time.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Okay, so it's pretty common for people to avoid the subject with a 10-foot pole, which is, like, fine, mostly.
My cousin had a kidney transplant a few years ago. We were really worried about her, but the recovery wasn't bad at all. And now...
And now she's, like, mostly normal?
That's not what I was saying.
She's, like, what, 2 notches down on the freak show spectrum?
I only meant we were all very relieved at how smoothly it went.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
My aunt had this whole vigil leading up to it.
Ooh, like the kind you have for an ailing Victorian child.
What? No. Oh, God. I guess I shouldn't have just brought it up at all. Sorry.
Dear Lord. It's like dropping jokes into a bowl of pudding.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm just messing around.
Okay, yeah, well, got it. It's kind of hard to tell. I'm just saying we were really worried, and the surgery, it turned out great for her, so.
Well, I feel like it probably wasn't great for her, right? Don't get me wrong, I'm hopeful the transplant sticks and everything, crossing my fingers, but there's no universe where a surgery is great for the patient. It's great for everyone else to feel like there's forward motion or like progress, but it's still a slog once you get the thing in.
Right, but I'm not glad for our sake she's better. I'm glad for hers, for her sake.
No. What is happening here? Can we just go back to discussing the merits of Rodgers and Hammerstein? Stop. Look, let's just start this over.
What?
Redo the conversation, minus all the awkward. From the top.
My cousin had a kidney transplant a few years ago. We were really worried about her, but the recovery wasn't bad at all. And now...
I'm glad she's feeling better. Life's full of miracles.
I'm like a Hallmark card at gunpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pre-med at Columbia now, actually. She said she wants to, she said she wants to help other people find the same recovery that she did.
Wow, awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
I imagine his family of Good Samaritans lined up in a shiny row. What's wrong with me? These are actually good people. Can I just let anything be nice? The cynicism is lumped up in my chest like the heartburn I get when I dry swallow my pills, but we're finally on the same page. There, this isn't so hard.
It's good. Yeah, good, good. It is good for her. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Sure, of course.
Huh, Christian, who sends audio messages other than your pants?
Hey, it's Christian. Some of us are headed to Coney Island this weekend. Not an official meeting, just a hang. In, you know, in case you want to join. Also, check out the link.
Sure, I'll take the bait.
What, something good?
Yeah, look at this. It's like a goat bleeding, but doesn't it sound like exactly like a screaming old man?
Yeah, I guess.
It's nothing. It's just it's kind of funny.
My uncle has.
Okay, so screaming farm animals aren't everyone's jam.
I guess that's why I don't get it.
Let's forget that happened. Oh, excuse me, can we have another round?
Yeah, no problem.
Nothing like alcohol to grease the wheels. I put yesterday and the group out of my mind. This is my life now, the one I'm making for myself. So, how about music? You listen to music, yeah?
yes, I do listen to music. Yes, my favorite kind of music,
One mocha latte, please. Extra large.
You got it.
My hangover headache is pounding my skull like the bass of a bad EDM song. Don't they say water fixes everything? Shouldn't it undo all the alcohol I drank? I tell myself not to feel guilty for commanding Bruce. I only nudged the conversation back on course, and it worked. Bruce even gave me the sweetest goodnight kiss. I just need coffee. Lots of it. Yet it seems I must wait for the trainee to figure out how to use a cash register.
Sorry, I'm shadowing today.
Wouldn't shadowing be if you were watching him do it, though?
Excuse you. Ask her to put the card in again. It didn't go through.
Could you go ahead and...
I heard him. Well, that's not a great sound.
Yeah, your card was declined. Do you want to try a different one?
Sure. You guys take library cards, right? I don't have another card.
Of course you don't have another card. All right, well, we'll need to have that back.
Seriously? Come on, you wouldn't separate a lady from her latte, would you?
Tell her it's policy.
It's just company.
I heard him. Then I remember that I don't have to give it back. I don't have to do anything. But they do.
This latte is on the house.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry.
The house? What are you doing, Deborah? She didn't pay for that.
Wait a minute.
No free drinks unless it's a customer service necessity. Was this a necessity?
Calm down, man. It's one latte. And be more respectful to your employees.
Yes, of course. I'm so sorry, ma'am. And Deborah, won't happen again.
Thank you for visiting the Daily Grind.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I am going to call my bank and have a word with them. My nannying gig is keeping me on payroll while they're away, but without the extra hours, the take-home is far less than I'm used to, but I'm fairly sure there's at least a couple hundred left in my account. And then I see it. The most recent charge, $278 on Amazon, 5:18 a.m. The DeLucci Virtuoso Deluxe Espresso Machine in stainless steel. It all comes back to me. I had woken up at 2 a.m., still bleary with alcohol, and stumbled into the kitchen. Finding no traces of caffeine, I proceeded to vomit profusely, drink a ton of water, and then convince myself, in an alcohol-induced delirium, that if I only had an espresso machine, all would be right with the world. I vaguely remember drunk dream me making a pretty compelling case that the purchase was a solid investment. It's so shiny and comes with a milk frother. It will pay for itself in no time at all. I take a deep cleansing breath of the sour smell of garbage from a nearby dumpster. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not a helpless sob story anymore. I have resources now. I just have to figure out the best way to leverage them. Part of me wants to flag down the next person I see wearing cashmere and command them to write me a check, but that's no different from stealing, and I do have some principles left, I think. Ugh, it's Mom. How was the date? Followed by a doctor emoji and a wink. Oh, good, Mom's learning the unique skill of emoji shaming. Okay, Mom. All I can muster is the non-committal smiley emoji, the one with the blushing red cheeks that literally means nothing. Oh my God, what is she doing here? Sloan?
Jane, what are you doing here?
Sloan, my boss, the publisher. Her face flits like a slot machine through a series of emotions. Shock, annoyance, guilt. It finally lands on fake excitement.
Oh, coffee. Sometimes I like to walk around Cobble Hill in the mornings before I write.
What is she doing here is more to the point. She's supposed to be on another continent until the end of the month.
Well, you'll never guess the debacle that went down in San Sebastian.
What happened?
Well, first the airline lost our luggage, and then they delivered it to the wrong hotel, and then the hotel we were booked at was out of suites, and...
Oh, geez, that must have been so hard.
It was a nightmare.
Sloan has probably never had a nightmare, let alone lived one.
How are the kids? I can't wait to see them. I miss them. They're, they're really good, actually. They miss you, too.
Well, you look great.
Oh, that's the hydrofacials. I needed two after this debacle. Yeah.
Two? Wow.
How long have you been back?
Oh, my gosh. You look... You, too.
Me, too. What?
You look... I mean, great, also.
Oh, it's the hydrofacials.
Really? Oh. No, I get it. I get it.
Okay. Anyhow, I'm excited to get back to work, get back into a routine, you know? When can I see the kids next?
Oh,
Why exactly am I running into her at a coffee shop? Why didn't she give me a heads up they were coming back early? Normally, I'd be inundated with text instructions on getting the kids' social and extracurricular calendar set up for their return.
Sloane, tell me what's going on.
Jane, you just needed so much time off after your last surgery. We were scrambling to get the kids covered for weeks. I couldn't go through that again. So we didn't tell you we were back early. I felt terrible, honestly, and the kids do miss you.
Well, this is a first. I've never been ghosted by a job before.
So you were just not gonna tell me you were back?
No, of course. I didn't know what to do. We needed time to think.
How much time?
I don't know.
Have you hired someone else?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, we've interviewed a couple, but I mean, no one comes close to you.
I've always known Sloane to be self-involved, flitting off to endless book launches, promising she'd take a look at my writing one day just as soon as things slowed down at work. This is a new low, though, even for her. Firing a person for being physically incapacitated and then not even having the decency to tell them? Did she think I wouldn't notice I was unemployed?
Let me come back to work. And I'm going to send you a story. Read it and consider it for publication.
Of course. We'll see you Monday. And I can't wait to read your story. Bye, Jane.
Bye-bye, Sloane.
I don't necessarily want to work for her again after this, but what choice do I have? Find another family who is willing to accommodate odd doctor's visits, stints in a wheelchair, time off after surgeries. Hopefully less of that now, but we'll see. I've been working under the table for so long, I can't even qualify for unemployment. Plus, the kids are amazing, thanks in no small part to my influence over the past decade. I actually hate the idea of not having them in my life anymore.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Janie, you answered.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm visiting our second cousin in Philadelphia while they finish the floors. You remember Cousin Linda?
No.
It's great here, Janie. You should come down. They've got these steaks covered in cheese.
A cheese steak, yeah. A real culinary innovation.
Ugh, here you go again. Oh, well, excuse me. We're not all so cosmopolitan.
Cheese steak is not... Oh, never mind.
Anyway, what's up?
You called me, remember?
Well, you never answer your phone. I'm worried.
So did you call me expecting me to not answer?
I don't know what to expect with you. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Okay, you're fine, that's good. How's the writing?
Oh, it's actually maybe about to...
You know, if you tone down the weird a little.
What?
Oh, your stories are just so odd, you know? That injured beekeeper one I read? No one wants to read that. You read books to forget about your problems. You know that Downton Abbey? You know that one?
Yes, Mom, I do know Downton Abbey.
Ugh, well, your aunt and I really like that one. Maybe you could write something like that.
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. Did you just call to deliver this piece of literary criticism, or...?
Oh, come on. I call because you're my daughter, and I love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too, Mom. I gotta go, though.
I have an overpowering urge to command a passing jogger to jump into a dumpster. It'd actually be nice to share my Sloane encounter with someone, I realize. Not my mother, but someone. Bruce? Is that weird? After just one date? Maybe, but who else? I remember how Christian didn't judge me at all when I said I had to take my meds. And I realize I could tell the group. I mean, I've literally only met these people once, but it would be nice to just not pretend all the time. Hey, Christian. Sure, Coney Island sounds fun. What the hell? Coney Island on a summer night isn't the worst place to be.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm Original production. Listen away.
dear stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
Power Trip stars Tatiana Maslany. Written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Rhoda Bayessa, Nicole Otto, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, Julian Yap, and Tatiana Maslany. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Brendan Hines, Lisa Loeb, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Tanisha Gary, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, Keeler Lee, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Additional voices by the cast. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Original theme and transition music by Daniel Wonacott, with additional music by Hashem Asadullahi, and digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadullahi. Find more shows like Power Trip by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.